It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Updated numbers on Colorado voter turnout show more than 3.3 million ballots returned in this election, the most in state history. Unaffiliated voters outnumber both registered Democrats and Republicans in the state. Colorado will stay in the National Popular Vote Compact. CPR's Megan Verlee reports voters passed Proposition 113, which reaffirms lawmakers' decision to join the agreement.
The compact aims to bypass the Electoral College by having states pledge their electors to the winners of the national popular vote. Colorado's Democratic-controlled legislature voted to sign on last year, but conservative officials objected and petitioned the new law onto the ballot. Groups that wanted to repeal the law blamed the proposition's language in part for the outcome. To leave the compact, voters had to vote no, which is the opposite of how most repeal issues work. Joining the compact won't have any practical impact for Colorado anytime soon. More states need to join the agreement before it would take effect. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A new report details the effects that COVID-19 has had on local artists. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The 2020 Colorado Creative Economy Report paints a stark picture of COVID-19's financial damage. From April through July, creative industries have shed over 59,000 jobs and $2.6 billion in revenue. According to Margaret Hunt, the organization's executive director, one group has been most affected.
Well, the biggest crisis is in music, theater, dance, and visual arts. So in that cluster, we've lost an estimated over 27,000 jobs and over $1.4 billion in sales and revenue.
Hunt says the governor's budget recommendation has $140 million allocated for one-time funds for the arts, and that there are plans to foster collaborations between artists and other industries to spark innovation. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Coronavirus cases are rising in Jefferson County, and the county is moving to safer at home level orange on Monday. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been 2,500 cases in the county, even as officials put in place an unsuccessful plan to slow the spread of the virus. The move next week puts Jefferson County one step away from level red and a stay at home order. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.